Hello, Kent.
Hello, I want to speak to somebody about rates, paying rates.
Right, sure, yeah. Is it for the city or county area?
It's for the city area.
City rates, yeah. I'm just trying to figure it through now.
To who?
To Theresa Mahon.
Theresa Mahon, okay.
Yeah, just trying to figure it through now.
Hello, is this Teresa Mahon?
It
is, yes. Hi, Teresa. My name is Rob McCall. Teresa, I believe you're dealing with rates and rates applications and that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Teresa, listen, I'm thinking of getting a premises down in Kilkenny over the next few months, and I just wondered what sort of how you sort of levy the rates and how you sort of categorise them and how you build them up. I want to get an idea of how much in terms of rates would have to be paid, you know?
Well, it depends on the property. Actually, our variation office sets the base rate for every property in the city and county. So they're an independent body based in Dublin. Now, we apply a multiple.
Say that again, Teresa?
The valuation office. They're in Dublin.
Let me write this down. Valuation office are in Dublin.
Yes. They set the rate for every property in the county and
so
city.
Do you not set your own rates in the county?
No, we set the multiplier, which is what is approved by budget for the members each
what's
year.
What's a multiplier? What does a multiplier mean?
Well, the base rate would be, say, they might say the base rate in a property is 50. Now, the multiplier is what the members of the county council adopt each year. At the moment, for the city, it's 60.64, and for the county, it's 52.31.
Well, let me write
so you take a base rate, and you multiply by the multiplier to give you how much rates.
Hang on now. Let me get this right. So the valuation office in Dublin set a base rate of, say, 50.
Yeah. Yes.
That's 50 euros, is it, you'd be talking about?
Yes, I mean, yes, it's going to
okay.
be, yeah.
Now, and the city then, you guys in the council would set a rate of, say, 60?
The members of the county council,
members,
yes, or the borough council.
Okay, and at the moment you were saying that the multiplier, as you set it, is 60 point what?
64 for the city.
60.64.
And 52.31 for the county.
Now, what is your 60.64 set based upon?
The budget for the year for the council, for the borough council.
Down, how do you get a 60.64 multiplier? How do you get
they that? Take the expenditure of what was needed to run the county for the year, take part funded whatever the government grants and the incomes from goods and services, and the shortfall is made up of the general rate, which is set then by dividing the shortfall in by the multiplier.
Okay. What act or statute do you base this upon, any of this stuff upon?
I'll get to the act just a second. The Valuation Act of 2001.
Evaluation Act of 2001. Is that what you're basing this upon, yeah?
That is, it based some of our legislation on. Now, there's prior acts as well.
For example?
I don't have that in front of me, but we can get it if you want.
Yeah, I need to understand how the council are breaking down their your rates. Now, can I ask you another question, Teresa? Do you have contracts in place with all the ratepayers, the current ratepayers in Kilkenny?
No.
You don't?
No.
So you have no contracts with the ratepayers?
No, the valuation office set of...
You don't have a contract with any of the ratepayers?
A contract? No, we don't have a written contract
How
with them.
Come?
No, we don't. Because that's not the way the rate works.
Well, surely if you're expecting them to pay rates, wouldn't you have a contract with them?
No.
So you're telling me you have no contract with any ratepayers in Kilkenny at the moment?
No. We issue...
How come?
We issue rate demands, which is what the legislation says we have to do.
So you've no
issue
contracts.
Rate demands.
So under contract law, where would you stand then if you've no contracts?
We don't go under contract law.
Well, isn't contract law the law?
Not for rates, it's not.
Oh, so you go by acts and statutes and codes and legislation.
Exactly.
All right,
yes.
So you're not complying with the law then, is that what you're saying to me?
Sorry? We're complying with the rating law, yes we are.
But the rating thing isn't a law, you said it's an act or a statute.
And it's I don't know what you're trying to say.
Well, are you compliant with the law or not? I mean, I need to know because I want to set up a business in Kilkenny and I need to know if you're in compliance with the law or not.
Well, of course, we come under the law.
What law, though?
The Evaluation Act, which is in its own legislation, but it is legislation.
Look, I haven't got much time to be messing about here.
Acts and statutes
are not laws, right? Okay. So
legislation is law. It was in legislation.
It's enforcement. And it's
sorry. Okay. Do you want to write in your query?
No, I want to know.
I'm not a law expert. So if you have a query, write in and we'll answer you legally.
Because if I have to sign a contract, I want to know what it's based
on. We don't have
signed
contracts.
Well, how do you invoice ratepayers?
Go and read the rating law without shouting at me.
Look, I understand the acts and statutes and codes. I've researched some of that already. I want to know, how do you actually invoice then ratepayers in Kilkenny if you haven't got any contracts with them?
We invoice for the services provided.
What services?
That the rating authority provides
businesses
in the
services?
City.
What services do you provide?
But roads, light, various.
But they're provided by taxpayers anyway. So they're not provided by
sorry.
Taxpayers.
Sir, if you have a query,
anyway.
Please put it in writing,
and
we will answer you in writing.
I'm trying to set up a business here. Are you trying to discourage me from setting up a business again?
Not at all.
But why don't you answer me questions?
Why are you answering me questions like this?
Because I want to know the law. I mean, if you're not applying the law, as in contract law.
We are. We imply the legislation.
Legislation is not law. Legislation and acts and codes and statutes.
Just
are not
hold on.
Law.
Hold on. I'll put you through to higher up.
I don't want to
put
you through to anybody. You're dealing with this, aren't you?
I'll put you through to higher up people.
Like who?
The next grades up. Who might be
who,
able
though?
To?
What name? Who?
Phil Curran.
Phil Curran. Who? What's his position?
It's a woman.
Oh, Phil. What's her position?
She's a senior officer here.
No. What's her actual title, Teresa?
Phil Curran, senior.
To anybody that's sideways, you know what I mean?
She's not sideways. She's a senior officer.
She's your boss, is she?
She's not my direct boss. No, my boss is the head of finance, but he's not.
I don't want to speak to somebody else if I'm going to start going on hold and waiting and hear music in the background or anything like that. Look, all I want to know is, you guys, do you apply contract law or not?
We apply the legislation.
No, I'm asking you a question now. I want to be straight on this because I want to know if I have to sign a contract with the Kilkenny County Council.
We don't sign contracts. No, we don't.
You don't have contracts with any.
We don't have contracts.
Any of your ratepayers?
No. We have the legislation.
How do you lawfully invoice people if you have no contract with them?
But we have the legislation that says the property has to pay commercial rates.
I've been legally trained over the years in business. So if you haven't got a contract with somebody, how
okay, well, I don't. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer.
No,
I put you through to a higher person.
I'm not a lawyer. I just want answers to my questions. Look, if you don't have contracts...
But I obviously can't give you the answer you want, so I'll put you through to somebody higher.
It's very simple. Do you invoice people lawfully?
Of course we do.
How? Based upon what?
Because it's a valuation office and because
no,
of the legislation.
You can't lawfully invoice somebody unless you have a contract with them under law. That's all you want. This is not a joke.
Sorry, I can invoice, anybody can invoice me for a service or goods without
time.
Having a contract.
Will I send you an
sorry?
Invoice for my time then, Teresa? Will I send you an invoice for my time, for wasting my time here, will I?
I am absolutely astounded at what
lawful,
you're saying.
Would that be lawful for me to invoice you now for this time you've wasted on the phone?
Sorry, it's your time, my time you're wasting.
Oh, I'm wasting your time, am I? So you
well, obviously, because
me,
I keep
you?
Saying to you, this is the legislation that's applied.
But that doesn't apply to law. Law and legislation are two different and very distinct things. Contract law, do you not know contract law?
I am sorry, I'm not able to help you then. I said, if you want to put your query in writing, we'll get our solicitors to respond to
you. I'll try and educate you a little bit, right?
No, sorry. Excuse me. We are happy with our legislation.
No,
we are happy.
Do you not want
we have
to know
been.
It's
been. We have been. We have been
Teresa,
doing rates
Teresa,
in the council.
Teresa, come on, come on.
Excuse me, sir.
Teresa,
excuse me, sir. I'm a very busy person, and I cannot.
Well,
I have to say, I am not able to answer what you're saying.
I have a valid
so, if you have a query, just put it in writing to us, and then we will answer it.
With your rate payers.
We don't have contracts with our rate payers.
Right. Establish that. Now, the next question I have is: how can you lawfully invoice somebody if you don't have a contract with them?
Because we have the legislation.
Legislation is not law, Teresa. Are you not listening?
But I am saying, if you have a problem with our legislation, take it to the court.
You just admitted.
Sir, I don't know what...
You're not lawfully trained. You don't have any legal training.
No, I don't have any legal training.
Okay. How can you then lawfully invoice somebody if you don't have a contract with them?
we have the legislation to back it up. The rates have been going on forever.
I'll tell you the year. It's 1846 this legislation was implemented by the English when they were here. It's called the Poor Law Act.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah?
Yes, the Poor Law Act was the original,
Is defunct in the UK. They don't apply that anymore in the UK because the Poor Law Act refers to the fact that...
There's no point in educating me in all this because
they used to take money from businesses and give it to the poor and help the poor. Now, the Kilkenny County Council do that? They actually apply the act that they use, i.e. do they give the money back to the poor of Kilkenny?
They help, yes. I mean,
Do they give it all back? As per the Act, that's what the Act.
I don't know. You'll have to write in, and you can get the official answers then.
What did Kilkenny Council spend the money on?
They've spent it on various.
Do they spend it on your wages?
Part of my wages, yes.
So that means that money they gave to you. Are you a poor person?
That I would be without my wages, wouldn't I?
Okay. So do they give the rest of the money to the poor people out there in the county?
They help provide housing, they help provide water supply, the roads, transport, environment, recreation, agriculture and miscellaneous services.
Do they give it all to the people out there?
But it's not a non-profit making organisation, of course, it all goes back into that.
The Kilkenny Council Lands are a registered corporation, actually, and you know that.
Yeah, but they're non-profit making.
Who said? Are the directors of Kilkenny County Council, are they not making a profit as individual men and women?
They're getting salaries.
What sort of salaries are they on, the top guys?
I don't know. How would I know that?
Well, you're a public servant. You should know that, shouldn't you?
How should I know? How would I know?
Well, have you ever asked?
No. Why would I?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what if they're getting like €300,000 per annum? Plus expenses.
I don't know any of that sort. If you have a query, could you put it in writing?
Well, I want to know where the money is going. If you guys have no contract with any of your ratepayers, as you've admitted, and basically you cannot invoice anybody lawfully if you don't have a contract with them.
That's ridiculous. I get my bins collected. I don't have a contract with the people who I pay and who invoice me.
You could burn the rubbish yourself in your own fire. You don't have to get your bins collected. You've decided to opt for that, haven't you?
But they decide by going into the business you have to pay rates.
Don't you pay for your bins to be collected?
If you have to pay rates, if you set up a commercial business
for your bins to be collected? Do you pay for your bins to be collected?
Sorry, I'm obviously not able to answer your queries. Can you put them in writing or I can put it through to a higher person? Otherwise, sir, you're wasting both our times. You're wasting both our times. I can't give you the answers, obviously, that you want. I can't obviously give them to you. I can't obviously give them to you. Now, sir, I will have to hang up because I am unable to answer you. Now, I can either put you up to somebody else or you can put it in writing, but I'm obviously going to answer your query.
I don't want to put on hold. So what's your name, Phil?
Phil Curran.
Now, will you speak to her first? Because I don't want to be put on hold. And
just bear me a second. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can I help you there?
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Martina Walsh. You're looking for Phil, is it?
Who are you, Martina?
I work in the office with Phil.
And are you more senior to Phil?
No, Phil is more senior to me.
And why have I been put on to you then, if I'm looking for Phil?
Because Phil is not available at the moment. She's not at her desk, but I could get her to ring you.
No, I won't give my number out to the public servants. Maybe you can answer. Sorry, what did you say your name was?
Sorry?
What did you say your name was?
Martina Walsh.
Martina Walsh. Do you know anything about rates, Martina?
I can check an account for you. Yeah, no problem.
No, Martina,
what's your account?
Martina what? I just want to write this down, Martina.
Martina Walsh.
Walsh. No, I don't want to know. I haven't got a specific reference number on me just yet. You see, I'm going to set up a business in Kilkenny. And I was inquiring off your colleague there, Teresa, about the rates and how you actually, structure the rates. And she sort of gave me an explanation, but I wanted to hear it from somebody more senior. Because I'll tell you what it is. Your colleague, Teresa, said that the rates office in Dublin set the base rate of 50 or whatever it is, yeah?
I am not familiar with that. And that is the rate section. But if you did want to speak to Phil, she's back now.
Okay, that's fine.
But Teresa would be very familiar, like what the information Teresa gave you.
She wasn't as familiar as I thought she might be, actually. But anyway, look, Phil might be all right then. Thanks, Martina.
Okay, I'll put you through. One second now. Can I speak your name?
It's Rob.
Okay, one second. Put you through now, Rob, okay?
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking
to?
Hello.
My name is Phil Curran.
Hiya, Phil. How are you doing? My name is Rob. Phil, I spoke to your colleague there, Teresa, there a few minutes ago. I was inquiring about rates in Kilkenny.
Yes.
Yeah?
In the borough area or the county area?
It'd be the city.
Okay.
And I was trying to establish, I asked her a question, and I'm not too sure if she was clear about this, but do you guys, I wanted to first of all establish how you establish your rate valuations in broad terms.
Well, simply, the valuation office in Dublin come down, have a look at the property, and they value the property. They take a number of things into account. They take into account, you know, is valued in accordance with square footage, size, location, type of property, you know, like valuation differ from street to street, you know, from building to building. So, you know, we're at the mercy, literally, of the valuation office, put the valuation on the property.
And do the valuation office actually give you guys a breakdown then when they come to their valuations as to how they did it?
Well, they don't, but they would often give us a breakdown later on. We're just notified the valuation of the property and that goes ahead.
Right,
that's
so you
as
don't
it was.
Know on now, what basis they have a structured valuation?
Oh, no.
Is that now, later on, peculiar? Does that seem peculiar to you that you wouldn't know something? I mean, I want to know.
Well, you see, that's not our remit. We have nothing to do with the valuing of the property. They want a separate entity from the county council to do that, and the valuation office do that. However, if part of the property becomes, you know, if later on part of it becomes vacant or whatever, and we need to apportion the valuation, we do get the valuer's notes. But again, we're at the mercy of, like, that's their job. They do it. We can't query that.
Why?
Now, if a person isn't happy with the valuation...
No, hang on. Let's not go there. Why can't you query that?
That's not our remit. That's not our remit. Like, we have nothing to do. They have to be independent from us, and they're not answerable to us.
Right, so you don't know what they're doing, basically.
Well, I know they're valuing properties. You know, they're set up as an independent body.
Well, right, me as a businessman, say, moving into Kilkenny, wouldn't it make sense for me to understand how valuations are structured in order that I know that I'm getting...
Well, they're struck on the square footage, the size, the location,
yeah,
the type of...
How do you get to the figure of what they're charging per square footage? That's what I want to get to.
Well, it would vary, like, you know, I mean, the square footage, the charge for square footage for one building wouldn't be the same for the next, you
Why?
Know. Because they've taken into account different things.
Like what?
The type of property, the, you know, environment, the economic, like, they will tell you. They vary from building to building.
What if we'll say that it was in an area where there was no trade or very little trade being done? Would they value that as zero?
Oh, no, they wouldn't value it as zero.
Why?
Because all commercial properties are valued.
Well, what if there's no revenue coming in off for them?
Well, if there's no revenue, how do you mean...
I set up business tomorrow in Kilkenny City, which is my plan, and I find that I don't get any trade. Surely then there's no value in that property.
Oh no, there is. Unfortunately, that's a problem. You know, the rates are due unless there are certain criteria when the rates are not due. But once it's open, the rates are due.
Okay.
And this is the thing that's important for somebody to know.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice to know how it is actually structured, first of all, wouldn't it? You know, to start off with a very sort of clear picture, wouldn't it? Which is what I'm not getting at the moment.
You can ring the valuation office in Dublin if you wish. They're independent, but all I can tell you is it's by square footage.
You won't get any more answers either, I
suppose. You won't actually know.
Well, thanks for being honest. I have a few more questions anyway.
Can I just say something to you, though, what's important that you would know before you open a business? Valuations are done on a hypothetical valuation.
Yeah.
That means whether you open the property one day a week, because we've had difficulties with this, if you open the property for one day a week, it's open and the rates are due.
Okay, I get that. I understand that. Now, listen, is it mandatory to have to pay rates in Kilkenny?
It's a government tax, yes.
No, is it mandatory?
Is a government tax.
Is it lawfully mandatory?
Absolutely. On a commercial property,
based
yes.
Based upon what law?
The Poor Leave Act 1838.
That's actually an act and it's part of legislation.
Yes.
It's not a law.
Oh, it is, yes. Oh, it is, yes.
It's not. Does it say law on it? I'm reading it here at the moment. I've got it in front of me.
It's an act of the Oireachtas. It's legislation, it's law.
Acts aren't laws, you see. This is the whole thing.
No, this is commenced and
okay.
This is legal.
Well, let's just assume that even though I think you're incorrect in saying that. Let's just assume you're right.
No, commercial rates.
I'll assume you're right.
Rates are legal. There's no question there.
They may be legal, but that doesn't make them lawful. Okay. Well, we won't argue the point because it could be here all day. Okay. So, do you guys have contracts then set up with all of the ratepayers at the moment in Kilkenny?
What do you mean contracts?
Well, if we don't have. Well, don't you invoice the ratepayers for their rates?
Well, we send a demand. We do, yes. We invoice them, yes.
Do you invoice them?
Yes, we do invoice them, yeah.
And is it called an invoice? Is it called an invoice?
It's called a rate demand.
So that's not an invoice then, is it?
Well, it is an invoice. I mean, it's a rate demand.
Oh, hang on.
That's what the legislation refers to.
We're getting confused here.
There's no difference.
I've been in business for 25 years, right? And there's a difference between a demand and an invoice.
The demand now is actually
an illegal difference. Actually,
That's why it's called demand, but it is in fact an invoice. I mean, any person receiving a demand.
Hang on. If I put you in court, right, and you're saying to me, based upon your legal experience and knowledge, are you saying to me that an invoice is the same as a demand? Is that what you're saying?
With rates, yes. We're required by law once the rate has been struck. We're required to send the invoices, the demands, within a certain period, and it is a demand. So the demand is on it.
So it's not an invoice.
It's a demand for your rate, which is an invoice.
How do you spell demand?
D-E-M-A-N-D.
How do you spell invoice?
I-N-V-O-I-C-E. You're playing with words.
Do you not see the difference between the two words? I'm not playing with anything.
You're being difficult.
I'm not
I mean, it's very, very clear. It's very, very clear.
What does it say on the piece of paper that you issue out as a demand? What does it say? Does it say invoice?
Bless you now. Demand number account. Yeah. No, it says demand number.
Okay. Now, have you got a dictionary there? We look up the definitions of what a demand is.
Look, to be honest, I am very, very busy. There's no point in looking up a dictionary for demand or invoice. It's very clear to any customer.
Due respect to you, Phil, right? I'm not a customer of yours anyway. I'm trying to see if I can establish.
No, but you have to appreciate it's very clear to any customer when they get a demand that is an invoice. They know how much is due.
You've misinformed your customers, actually, to be honest with you. But that's a different matter. Now, do you have contracts set up with all the ratepayers in Kilkenny at the moment? Because if you have, I want to know about it if I'm going to set up a business. Do you have contracts in place with the ratepayers to pay rates?
No, we don't have contracts.
So you have no contract. No. They have no contractual obligation to pay you anything.
Look, you know, we can talk to the cows come home. Rates are legal.
Why don't you answer the question?
Rates are a government tax. Don't have contracts with the people, no, but they are legally due. We're obliged to have contracts.
So, right. Okay, so I've established here as a fact, you don't have contracts with the ratepayers, none of the ratepayers.
No, we don't have contracts with the ratepayers.
Secondly, you don't invoice the ratepayers, contractually speaking.
We send a demand, which is the same thing as an invoice.
Well, listen, Phil, will you wait a minute? Right, I'm trying to establish some information here. I'm not trying to bamboozle you here. I want to find out the facts, right? First of all, you don't have contracts with any of the current ratepayers in Kilkenny. Is that correct?
No, we don't.
Right.
We don't have contracts.
And secondly, you don't invoice them contractually, based upon a contract.
No, we have no contract.
You don't have to say any more. You don't invoice, you don't contract. I understand that. Do you understand that?
I understand that rates are legally due. And there is no doubt
you
there.
You understand what I've just said, don't you? That you have no contracts and you have no you don't invoice people contractually. That's understandable, isn't it?
To be honest with you, I am not concerned about that. I'm just concerned that we legally bill people and charge them
for
what's
due. Legality, that's where your head is, right? But lawfully, you can do it, but you're actually breaking a law if you make a demand on people. Now, the reason why you don't issue invoices is because you haven't got contracts with people. That's why you don't issue invoices. Now, that's the difference. I'm just trying to tell you here. The difference between what you're doing and what is contractually lawful is that you don't have contracts, and you could invoice them if you did have contracts with them based upon fair and open bookkeeping and fair and open contracts. But you don't have legitimate or lawful contracts with anybody, any ratepayer in Kilkenny. That's a fact, isn't it?
We're not required to have contracts for rates.
Yeah, exactly. And equally, they're not required to pay rates because they haven't got a contract with you.
They are required to. It's a legal charge.
By what law, though?
By the Poor Relief Act 1838, it began.
Phil, again, look at. I don't know. You probably went to school as much as I did. What's the difference between an act and a law?
To be honest, the whole of Ireland is
charging commercial rates. If you want to challenge it in the court,
based upon what?
That's fine.
What is that based upon? The Section 71 of the Poor Relief Act 1838, set up by the UK Crown in 1834.
No, you're talking about the UK Crown. No, Irish legislation.
This is called Section 71 of the Poor Relief Act, Ireland, which you quoted me earlier, 1838. You quoted this, right? And that's based upon UK legislation that was first enacted in 1834. They went from the old Poor Relief Act to the new Poor Relief Act. And the idea was to get the money from businesses that were thriving and give it to the poor and the indigent of Ireland. And then the Crown left, but unfortunately, some of these laws stayed in place, or some of these acts, I should say, stayed in place.
I fully agree that rating legislation is very archaic, it's very old, there's lots of different sections. I agree with all of that, but it is legal charge, and if you want to take it to court...
It is lawful. Courts were created by the UK Crown as well. Before the UK Crown took over Ireland, there was no courts in this country. Okay.
To be honest with you, with all due respect, we can discuss this till the cows come home. It is a legal charge. The whole of Ireland, all commercial properties are liable.
They don't have to pay it, you know. Do you realise that, Phil? They don't have to pay it.
They do have to pay it. They're a legal charge. They are lawful.
What would happen if you didn't pay rates in Kilkenny? What would happen?
There are a number of things. We can go for a contract debt. We can get a rates decree against somebody. The sheriff is entitled to seize goods if he wishes. We have a number of options.
Right. So what you don't...
We can put a judgment against the property.
You extort money from people if they didn't pay your acts, the money's due on the acts. Okay, so you'd extort...
But people understand when they're opening a commercial property.
Phil, that's called extortion. Do you know that?
People understand when they open a commercial property that one of the liabilities is commercial rates.
Well, I'll make sure that I'm going to educate them all, and I'm going to make sure they know that, lawfully speaking, they don't have to pay rates. Because in Dublin there a few weeks ago, a man challenged the council... And he won. They had to discontinue the case because basically they had no lawful right to charge him rates.
Well, this is a particular case, and there may be something about his... you can't speak about an individual.
I actually advised him on it, and he won.
Yeah, but that's his individual case.
That's right, it's not that rates... See, they were using Section 71 of the Poor Relief Act, Ireland, 1838. And it basically, as you said, it's archaic, first of all. And secondly, if it was found not to be lawful. So therefore, nobody has to pay it.
Well, I haven't been made aware of anything, any such thing.
Not yet.
I suspect that's an individual.
Yeah,
I suspect that's an individual person.
Oh, he's not a person, he's a man.
Man or woman, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a person.
No, he's a man. Person is a legal fiction. It's a trading. That's a trade name.
That's an insult to women, but I'm not going to go into that with you.
A man is a woman without a womb.
Oh my God! Look, we're not going to go into that.
A woman is a man with a womb. That's what a man is. So it's all the same thing. It doesn't really matter what you say, man.
I mean, where you're getting your.
What? Hello? You there?
A woman is a woman. A woman is a woman, and we leave it at that.
Look, words are very important, as you know. So if you go and study what the difference is between an invoice and a demand, and, you know, go to the dictionary and find out, then read the Poor Relief Act and see what it was for. It was actually to relieve the poor. And then essentially when it started off, it was probably a good idea. But it's turned into a money-making racket for the councils now, which is what is happening.
But there's no point, no point in discussing that with the Kilkenny County Council.
Why?
It's a government tax. The whole of Ireland levied. If you're saying it's not lawful, that we have no right to do it, that this has been proved in court, then, it will be notified to us, but nobody...
All we're going to do is tell all the traders in Kilkenny to stop paying their rates based upon the fact that it's not lawful. Okay? That's all we're going to do and see what happens. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Phil. Listen, you've been very patient.
Okay.
By the way, I've recorded the conversation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.